hold on. You there?
Hey, Frank.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I just got my new car. I'm pretty excited about it.
You got a new car?
Yes.
What'd you get?
It's just a 2010 Ford Fusion.
Cool.
But it was $1,000.
Damn. Good deal.
Not bad at all.
That is a steal and a half.
It was. It was.
Wow. Where'd you find a deal like that?
My best friend's mom.
Gotta love best friend's moms.
Yeah,
always.
She just got her a brand new one, so she was trying to get rid of the other two that she already had to lower her insurance because she just got one with a car note on it.
Gotcha.
Yeah, no, that's like a $450 car note.
Shit.
You telling me? Wait, you said that's cheap?
$450? Yeah.
$450? No, this one would not be paying that.
Oh, man.
So I used our lovely president's stimulus money because, you know, I've been working throughout the entirety of the pandemic, so my bills is already caught up. So I,
nice.
So I used our little stimulus money to get me a new car.
Well, I mean, you don't even want to know what my car payment is if you think $450 is high. But this is California. That's how it is here. It's like, it's friggin' crazy. Like, gas expense, everything's expensive here. It's just stupid. It's
yeah,
really
our gas
stupid.
Is at like $2.90-ish, somewhere in there.
We're
I'm
paying over
for
$4
y'all.
A gallon here. Over $4 a gallon.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Yeah, no, Frank, I ain't about that life. I'm going to stay in the South.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy here. It's ridiculous. My good friend Tim, he lives in Pittsburgh. And it's like, he was showing me a house the other day. His freaking house was beautiful. It was like, I think it was like 4,500 square feet. You know, it had like 6 bedrooms, huge piece of land. It was like $550,000.
See, our historic districts, they usually top out at about the $200 or $200,000. And that's
but
for
still,
our
that's so cheap.
District.
Yeah, but still, that's so cheap compared to here. Like, that same house here would be like $2-3 million. Easy.
Yeah, no, this
easy.
Is why I just want to live underground.
Yeah.
I
wish that could happen. All right,
I
so
really just want to be a hermit. I'm already on the Uber conference.
Okay, I'm getting in there right now.
Now, you know we already have a credit card update page that we do, right?
Yeah, but we'll go over.
And they put the order
yeah.
numbers on there. If it's a Shopify one, they'll put the Shopify order number. If it's a OLX, they'll put the OLX order number.
Okay, so we'll go over that right now. Uh-huh.
Just let me know when you're ready, boss.
I am getting in there right now. Give me one sec, something I forgot to do here. Let me know when you can see my screen. Can you see my screen?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Cool.
Have you been?
Good.
No, I talked about me.
Busy, you know, usual.
Wait, is Tasha gone?
She is. Yeah.
Let me update our doc too, then. Because that's who we were sending something to. Influencers.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about that, too.
We were forwarding those people who wanted to be influencers, too.
Yeah, so...
We're just going to go back to sending them to you three?
Yeah, that's fine.
Gotcha. You update yours, I'll update mine, boss.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Tiffany, as of, she did emails this morning, but as of today, it's her last day on admin.
Excellent. Good, because,
Kayla told
me. Yeah, not doing great. So many orders were just wonky.
Yeah.
The biggest issue was
the verbiage.
So one of the things yesterday, I don't know if Brandy's still doing yet, but she said she's coached them already, but you know, I brought a couple orders. I had a bunch of orders. A lot of them were Tiffany. I didn't even bother giving her those because I knew she wasn't going to be, you know, doing our stuff anymore. But I gave her some other orders yesterday too for agents that just basically would say, all right, yeah, I'm going to do this, this, and this. And then they just wouldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
They would put a really hard to decipher note in Shopify, but then, yeah, not cancel the order, not do the refund or anything. So
Kayla's already spoken to him about that, so that should be nipped in the bud going forward.
Yeah.
Now, Cece Buchanan, she is the newest admin, and she's been on OMAX for about a month or so training-wise. So if you see any issues, just let me know. I'll get those fixed for her. But so far, she's been really, really good. I found one issue as an agent that she handled. That was about it.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
And then next week, we'll have the next training class.
Okay, good. Anything special you need for that class before you have it? Or?
You've already given them to me. I got their logins.
Okay. I've noticed
that they have not been having the ability to select skills and everything, or not select skills. They don't have like those little drop down boxes on OLX. I usually have to go in and just add all those permissions and roles.
Okay. Let me see what you mean. Hold on one sec.
If you'll just log into to either Asia or Devin, either one of those two. I haven't adjusted theirs yet, if you want to look and see what I'm talking about.
Okay, yeah.
While you do that, let me help Cece real quick.
Asia Smith?
Uh-huh.
Change her password. All right, Asia's account. She must have changed her password.
They haven't been trained on it at all, so they don't get it until training. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Try Devin.
That's okay.
Try Devin.
For some reason, her login's not working. Devin?
Yeah, Devin Mitchell. I can forward it to you if you need me to.
Here, let me log into mine and then look at Asia's account. Oh, come on. What is going on?
Come on, Frank. Gotta get it together, boss.
freaking, I know.
I'm so excited for our shift bid.
For your what? For your shift?
Our shift bid, yeah.
Why is that?
My off days are changing.
Oh, your off days changing. Cool. And what are they going to be?
Sunday, Monday.
You like that better?
Yes. The reason why is because there will be every single possible day that we have it.
Okay. So, here's Asia Smith.
Look at her roles and permissions. At the top.
Let me update her password first, because this password is not working at the moment. So, boom, boom. Good thing we look. How weird that we ended up looking at this, because she would have not been able to get in there.
Well, I have the ability to go in and update passwords.
Oh, that's right. So this says passwords cannot be the same as any of your past four passwords.
Don't know.
She had to have changed it.
She doesn't have the link, though.
Are you sure?
Yes.
It's really weird. Well, I'm going to have to give you a new password for her. Unless you want to try to log in with her. Do you want to try to log in with her?
If you give me a second, I can just go ahead and update it on my side and tell you what it is.
I don't need to keep it.
I got you.
You can just...
Do Devin. Log in with Devin's.
Okay. So what is Devin's login?
Here, I'm forwarding the email thread back to you. Yeah, you did update her password to something completely different. The Asia that you were trying to put in was the one from when I originally wanted to train her on admin, but she got booted out.
That's why. Good call. Yes, you're exactly right. I remember now. Okay, then I'm just going to leave it alone.
But we do need to see what's going on with the roles and permissions.
Yeah, we're going to do that right now. So let me log in with Devin. Or I'll log in with Asia's.
Now that we know it.
Yeah, exactly. Good call on that. I was kind of like, what is going on? Yeah, I remember I made it the first time. You never used it. Then I forgot that I made it, and I did it again. So.
Yeah, I forgot I asked for it, too.
Yep, and that worked perfectly. Okay, so current password.
And it needs to update.
Unbelievable. Okay, current password. So what I can do is forward this back to you with the new password.
Yeah, that'll work.
Let me get a new password here. Okay.
Hey,
there
you're
you
on the
go.
phone, so I'm going to ask you something. So we have customers that are ordering the products, waiting till they ship, and then emailing us wanting the orders to be canceled and refunded and haven't even had a chance to receive it. What are you wanting us to do with that? Asking them to return those?
How often is this happening?
It's pretty frequent, I'll be honest.
Like how frequent? Give me an example.
4 or 5 a day sometimes.
Whoa.
Yeah, no, and it's random customers. It's not like it's like one thread of customers. It's a bunch of them. They'll wait until it's shipped out, and then they'll call us. If you pull up Care right now, you'll see that there's one in there right now that CC's asking me about, which is what made me ask. But she didn't give me his name. Check Matt. See, there she's one of them. And then this is the one she's asking me about right now, the Matt Bashore one. But Danielle above him is probably doing the exact same thing.
Okay, this person here only should get their shipping refunded. Okay? So,
But he's wanting the entire order to be refunded since he apparently no longer needs it.
Well, I don't believe... Yeah,
because
you know
at
what?
At this point,
we
just giving away products and refunds.
Yeah, we need to have these people start returning the order. Yeah, we do. At their expense. And that's going to stop the shit real quick. We're going to have to. Okay, so don't answer this yet. Okay?
Okay.
So,
well, I told her that
answer.
You're going to handle this one.
Yes, I'm going to handle this one. So let me make a note.
Do you want me to get an email for the agents telling us returns are back in place for refunds?
Not yet.
Not yet?
Not
okay.
yet. Not yet. Let me verify this with Dave.
But yeah, this is like a really frequent thing that we've been dealing with, and I mean daily.
It's almost like a new version of fraud. That's a legal version of fraud. Because they...
With us having a lax one, they're taking advantage of it and abusing it.
Yep, they caught wind of us refunding very easily. So now they're just ordering and just asking for their money back. And that way, they just do it until they can't. And then they get tons of product and they just do it under different names. So the key here would be to catch someone in the act doing this with like the same credit card but a different shipping name.
Well, that's hard to do with Shopify orders because it's mainly those Shopify customers that have been doing it. See, here's another one.
Hello. I just received. Okay, so this one is a little bit different.
He's one of our subscription ones. He signed up last month, and now he's wanting us to cancel the subscription.
Right. So what's going on here? Aya, and let me discuss this with Kristen, too, as well.
And it's mainly Shopify subscriptions that these are coming in.
Yes, 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 and I'm going to tell you why in just a second.
It's automatically selected when they're going to the website and picking a product?
Exactly, exactly.
Is there a way we can change that to where it's only on the one-time shipment one?
See the note that I just did?
Gotcha.
It says subs cannot be first anymore. We have to switch this.
Because we're getting a lot of cancellation calls, which is bringing y'all's numbers down, which I know is what y'all are looking at trying to avoid.
Right. So, and I think I switched it and I left it there. So let's take a look really quick. I switched it for the sale that we did, and I think I left it. Yeah. So it's on one-time purchase now.
Good deal. And that's on all of them?
So, yeah.
All products?
Yeah. Yep. All products. Everywhere. Let's go. You go anywhere. It's global when you make the choice. It's not product by product. So, well, that
okay.
one doesn't have a subscription. So let's go here where it has a subscription. See?
Perfect.
One-time purchase.
Great. Yeah. Great minds think alike.
Yeah. We have to leave on one time. Okay. I've noticed that our refunds have gone up drastically. So, definitely. Yeah, big time, big time. So let me make a quick note here about refunds to look at. So what was that one? It was this Daniel
Matt.
Mick? No.
Matt
Beauchore. Okay.
Yeah.
Come on. I have to have something to remove the damn formatting. Come on. Start there.
Oh, but notations should be fixed regarding those two agents.
Oh, excellent. This is Matt Beauchore. Beauchore. Come on, Frank. You can do it. You can do it, Frank. I know you can. You've got to move your fingers on the letters. Beauchore. Damn. Okay. This is abusing refund policy.
No, this is his first order, but I'm pretty sure he heard about it from the other one. He waited until it shipped, and now he's wanting us to refund him. Which is what 95% of the customers are doing nowadays.
Yeah, so, so I need some data to back up your refunds daily. So, do you know, like, are you doing like, are these coming out of email or phone calls, both? How would you? Okay.
It's a bit of both. I'm gonna be honest. If you want data for it, I'd need a couple of days to get the data that you're needing.
Okay.
I have to go through pull calls and also get the agents to tell me whichever ones they have similar to that. And then I need to go through emails as well.
Let's see if I can just
put refund.
Look here for refund.
New payment status.
See, like, Yeah, I can do refunded. And then I just look by date, and I just see, like, whoa.
Based on our call volume, this is a lot.
Whoa.
Like, based
look at
on
how
the
many
call
from
volume,
Sunday.
Yep, from the Sunday ones or email ones, more than likely. Because we have the admin that handles Sunday now.
Look at this chickie's got two of them. Okay, she definitely knows what's going on.
We need our returns in process. We need our returns back. No refund without a threat.
Yeah, that's gonna shut people down real quick. This shit'll stop like fast.
Like,
second, people have to get off their fat ass and go to the UPS and send something back at the cost of $10.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah, this shit's gonna stop real quick. Oh no, this is why we're meeting today, because I knew there would be lots of things that we would need to discuss, things you would tell me. I mean, we need to do this more regularly. You know, like Kristen brought it up to me the other day. She's like, "Are you still meeting with Aya?" And I said, "You know what? We haven't for a little while, but I'll schedule something with her." Because stuff just ran better when you and I were meeting regularly. So it did. Wow, I was not aware of this, Aya. So I'm just going to screen cap this right here. Like, wow.
Yeah,
like
the Sundays are emails, but the rest of them, like the regular operating days, could vary between emails and or calls. But Sundays are primarily email ones, as you know. Closed on Sunday.
Yeah. So let's see. Sunday was, what was the date Sunday? 30th?
Uh-huh.
You're good. You're good. You're good. One, two, three, four, five, six. One was a fraud, it looks like.
Yeah, Kathy Francis.
But damn, that's a lot of refunds for one day.
Yes, sir.
And that's just this publication looking right here, like.
Yeah, that's just from this week.
Yeah. Wow.
Now, with
okay.
The exception of, you know, the client orders, which there's only one, and one of them's yours.
Yeah.
That was probably a test order, if we're being honest.
It was. It actually was. So what this was right here was, so you know, we made a big change. So there had been some orders coming in that were CBD-based orders from, like, Puerto Rico or Canada that were slipping through and not getting auto-canceled because they were being done through that Honey app. And the auto-cancel system was not catching it. So we had to figure out how to do that, how to make it work the right way and have it, you know, caught through the Honey system and, you know, then put in a fix for it and then test it and push it live. So this was one of my test orders from that night, from Monday night, and everything went good. So that's been pushed live. So we should no longer have any issues with CBD orders slipping through. You know, from Canada or Puerto Rico, or really they weren't Canada. They were more other places than Canada, like Puerto Rico or, you know, someplace other than Canada. And yeah, and it would be mainly if the order was an upsell order from the Honey
which
app.
Goes through your
which,
Honey.
Right, exactly. So, yeah, anyway, that's fixed and should be good to go. All right, so let's real quick. So here's what I want to talk about on the daily report. So let me bring that up. Now,
so it may be updates in the light blue.
Credit card updates. So let me tell you why I did this, and I was gonna do this and then let you deal with it how you want it. So here's what I have.
Uh-huh.
I've got a new bold list. Okay. This bold list is going to be all of the credit card updates that need to happen from bold, basically from now until, you know, as far back as bold will give us.
So you're wanting us to call these folks that you put on this list?
Yeah, you guys do that already. Aren't you guys calling bold people already?
Yes and no.
Okay.
The way that we call the declined card customers is through a whole nother campaign system called OMAX Outbound. You know, the reports
right.
that are sent to that we load into the system, that's how we call those customers. They're automatically loaded into our 5-9. We don't actually go in and pick and choose which customers we call. It's on that auto-generated list y'all send us.
Okay, so...
like, we have no interaction with that other than going into the outbound skill and going into ready, and then it auto-populates it.
Okay, so then let me ask you this. So I have this gigantic failed transactions log, okay, that I need to give you, okay? So let me make a new log here. Let me just get a new. We may want to start a new project on canceled subscriptions too, on maybe possibly calling, having somebody call people who canceled, like people who, not just somebody who got one and canceled, but somebody who was on the subscription for like we'll choose a number, like let's say they were on for 6 months, right? We're talking about loyal customers who were on for 6, 8 months, a year, and then suddenly just randomly canceled, you know? And then see, like, what kind of win rate we can get by calling them up, offering them a discount on restarting their subscription, you know?
Well, we do not change or offer any discounts when it comes to Shopify orders, simply because we have no way of actually doing that without messing up the system, possibly.
Well, no, this would be something new that we would put together for you guys. And you guys would be able to, you know, you guys would be able to, have a discount code for each customer.
Well, this would be the admin, not the agents, right?
Right.
Okay. My admins, I trust with it. It's a joke.
Hold on one sec. Okay.
What'd you do?
My ex just told me that Max was supposed to bring a book and a stuffed animal to school or some shit. I'm just like, really? How are they supposed to fucking know that? Gosh dang it. Like, help me out here. You know what I mean? Like, can you help me out? Like, how was I supposed to know that? Anyway. So... we would do something like I don't know, because you guys would need to be able to generate a coupon custom for the customer. You know what I mean? So basically what we would do is, what we would
do
is.
You could make
is,
a generic one that we could utilize.
No. I already know how I would do it because it would need to be custom for each customer.
And one time you.
We can't generate random coupons because they get into these systems and next thing you know, everyone and their mother's using it and everybody's getting 10% off. So what we need to do is we have a system that will auto-generate proprietary coupons based on user or whatever. So what we could do is I could generate – our list could be generated with the people to call, first name, last name, phone number, product, when they cancel their subscription, and the coupon code that you'll be giving them. And you guys will work off that list, and if they say yes, you'll automatically give them that coupon code over the phone. It will be simple. And then you'll also check off a box, and based on your report, each person will get emailed, you know? So, or you guys could just, we could give you a standard email to send. And basically you just copy and paste the template and drop in their coupon code and email them, you know? And let them know, okay, once we hang up, you'll be receiving an email saying thank you for restarting your subscription with your coupon code. Or you just put in an order for them to restart their sub with the coupon code or something. I don't know. We'll figure it out. I'm going to talk to Dave about it. I think it might be a good system to put together. I think we could get some good traction off of it. I think we could get some good sales off of it. But so I'm going to just download this report really quick here and just show you something. Okay, so we have this failed transaction report from Bold. So
that looks like the outbound for OLX that we get.
Exactly, but this is Shopify.
Right. If you can generate this and send it like you do with the OLX
online
ones, you can?
I can't. No, I can't. Nope. It doesn't auto-generate and cannot be emailed. So that's why we're talking about this.
You can't email me that file format?
I can email it to you, but I have to do it manually. I can't auto-generate it. That's what I'm saying.
So you can teach me how to do it, and I can just forward it over.
We
or
could
I could
do that.
Send it to our IT department.
We could do that.
With the outbound decline calls, for y'all to get the best reports and accuracy for those, you're going to want it to go through the outbound system like the OLX does. Because that way, whenever you
okay.
say, hey, how many have we done for this, that, and the third, we'll be able to pull our 5-9 call log, our IT department will, and send you that report that way. It would just be easiest for y'all, as well.
Sure.
As I'll be honest.
Well,
but if you
what
could
is
teach me how
whatever
to
is easiest for y'all is what I want. That's what I want.
Well, this will be the most efficient, time-effective one for you, for sure.
Okay. So then I'm going to send you this list right now, okay?
And I'll go ahead and forward it to the IT department on ours when I get
it. Now, let me ask you a question. What information needs to be on here? Or should I just leave it as is, and they'll put the information on there that matters?
Leave it as is, and they'll input what's needed. The Shopify order number for the or the emails or whatever's in there, right?
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
I see them.
Subscription ID, let's see.
I need to make me a little side note that I need to start pulling this.
Where was the order ID? Fine. Order.
I don't think Shopify would do it because Shopify doesn't technically have a pending order until they have a charge, unlike OrderLogix. Because, you know, with OrderLogix, if we try and charge them, we'll get that decline charge for what
yeah,
we just
that's a good point.
Shopify won't, but we can utilize it using the email address. That'll be fine.
Yeah, that's a good point. It won't, yeah, Bold won't actually create an order until...
until you get a charge.
Until they get a valid charge. So, we got the products right there, Shopify. Yeah, there's no... All right. So then I guess subscription ID and email is going to be the most important because that's how you're going to bring them up. And then obviously their phone number. Where's their phone number?
Yes, sir.
Shipping phone. Boom. Right there. Okay. That's what matters. So let me do a save as. I'm going to call this.
Bold declines.
Yeah, bold decline.
And you want the same policy in effect for these as you do with OrderLogix, right? Two calls, and then we leave them alone so we're not harassing them?
Yes, ma'am.
Gotcha.
As of 06/03/21. It'll be an all.
And if you will give me two wiggles and a leg shake, I will get a SOP started so I can create one so I'll know how to do it going forward on how to pull this report specifically.
Perfect. Two shakes of a lamb's tail.
Weird. Well, SOPs is my go-to.
So, question. When I brought this up to Brandy, why didn't Brandy say what you just said? Like, why didn't she say, hey, Frank, this isn't a good idea. This should be in our system.
She doesn't work with OVEX as much as I do, I'm assuming.
She doesn't know it as well, I guess. Okay.
Right.
Which, I mean, I get. And she may also just be listening to me and being polite and letting me spout in my mouth and talk like I do, which is probably what she's doing. And then she'll look at it and then probably come back and say, okay, this probably isn't the best idea. Or she's probably going to let you look at it and then tell me, hey, this isn't how we do it, Frank. This needs to go in the system. Come on, get your shit together. Get your head on straight. Get in the game, son. You're fucking us up.
No, not quite.
All right, so...
But I don't want it to be more than what I know they can handle, being admin.
You're absolutely right, and it's a very good point.
Don't forget the
uncle. All right, so...
Don't forget the uncle, sir.
I always forget the uncle. I do, always. I feel bad. So this is
give me
bold.
two seconds, Frank.
Okay.
Bianca heard me saying her name, so I was trying to let her know why I was saying it.
Let her know. I always forget her on emails, and I'm so sorry. I do not do it on purpose.
Oh, I get
okay.
it.
Okay.
Please include these for the outbound decline.
Which from the most recent list of all bold declined orders.
Add to OMAX outbound. So that way IT doesn't look at me dumb.
I cannot
that
text
dyslexic
today.
Is kicking in today, sir. Did you forget your
Seriously. Seriously. Man. I have days like this where I literally just cannot type all day.
Oh, before you send that, please input in there, in the email part, that okay. I will be pulling the reports directly going forward after this week. And every Thursday or Friday, I'll download, pull the reports, and then get it to IT in the system.
Okay.
Future that way IT doesn't look at me funny.
Will be pulled by Aya. Oh.
Either over the week. Would you prefer me to do it on Saturday so that way it's loaded in on Monday? Or what days do you want me to Saturdays?
Yeah.
Okay. If I'm ever off on a Saturday, I'll just pull it before then.
Each Saturday and loaded by Monday?
Yep. Along with Order Logics. Order Logics will just be on the regular system. That is auto-generated already. Oh, Lord, that bottom fell out already.
Telling you.
I get to test out my wipers. Yeah, no, I've already, when I first got the car, I've already put like 100 miles on it.
Because oh, yeah.
I went from an 05 Elantra. Well, I went from a basic standard 05 Elantra to a 2010 Ford Fusion that has fancy stuff like Bluetooth. I was excited.
Man, what would you do if you got, like, mine has Wi-Fi in the car?
No, sir.
I love it.
No, sir. I have ADHD, and I'd accidentally uninstall Life. Hey, Wi-Fi, connect to this, and then accidentally take a left turn while I'm looking at it? No. No.
Oh, boy.
We gonna leave it alone with the Bluetooth.
Futurist will be mainly pulled by each Saturday.
And loaded by Monday by IT. I'm not that smart. Monday does, or IT will do the loading on Monday.
And loaded. And loaded. Okay.
Now, I do have a question. Do you want me to train admin on this, or do you want me to keep it strictly lead-wise?
Strictly lead.
Yes, sir.
Yep. The way we're doing it now is good, and I don't want to muck up the situation because whatever you're doing is working, so whoever you have calling now is working, so we'll leave it at that. All right, so there's the list. Customers, these customers need to be added to your outbound system. Okay, future list.
Kayla just overheard me.
please note. All future lists will be pulled each Saturday, or should be pulled each Saturday, manually by and loaded by IT on Monday, along with the OLX list, which is auto generated. I have trained. Okay, there we go. All right?
Looks good to me.
Okay. Boom, it's on its way. All right, so to generate this list, Aya, it's actually really easy. And I can,
all right, give me two wiggles. I have your screen pulled up, so I'm on print screen. Okay. So first I go into bold.
Yep, so we're going to start from scratch. So you get into Shopify, you go to apps.
First, you go to bold. Apps.
And you go to bold.
Then bold.
Yep. When bold gets around to finally loading, you'll get this lovely screen here.
Okay, which one do I click?
Okay. You'll go to tools.
All right, hold on. Okay.
Export data.
All right, give me 2 seconds. I'm going to snap a screenshot.
Yep, that's why I put my little finger there so you could see it on there.
This way, in the event I ever do have to train someone else, I got SOPs.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, got it.
Okay. Once you get there, you scroll down to failing transactions. Click it. Okay. Then you click on generate. You click failing transactions, then click generate report. Once you click generate report, you'll receive this message that'll say, great, we're generating that report. Once we finish building the report, it can be downloaded on the previous page.
So and then just hit back to report.
You go back to reports, then you scroll all the way to the bottom, and you'll see the report that we just generated. So there's the one that we generated earlier, and here's the one we just did at 2353. Here's the one we did at 2334. Here's the one we just did.
Come on. Now it's my turn not to type.
And these reports are always named the same way. It'll be RO for recurring order report. It'll show the date, always starting with the year, month, and then the day. Okay? Uh-huh. And then it'll have the report name. So failing transactions or transaction fee invoice or
whatever I select will be what the report's named.
Right. So if you did some other report, you'll know them by name. They'll be named here. And then you just hit the little download. Boom. And you're done.
And then I got it from there.
Yep.
Good deal. I got my SOP.
It's all you. Yep.
Hey. Real quick before I forget, regarding the Bank of America chargebacks,
yes.
You got the daily report open, don't you? Click the chargeback tab. The red one.
Yep.
So I am almost 1,010% certain these are Shopify subscription orders. Same card information, and they're a month apart. And we do not have either of those prices, or we don't have, either of those charges in OLX, and I can't find them in Shopify because it's a bold order, so I cannot find the last four of the cards in bold. So I'm going to need you to off those there, off.net.
Okay, where can I get the more info on these?
That's all we got, sir. That's all Bank of America gives us, remember?
It doesn't give you anything else, so you're not even getting a first name, anything?
Not with Bank of America, uh-uh. We get a charge date, charge amount, and when the system chargeback is due to be responded to before it enters chargeback.
Okay, so
it's like we did when we had the fraud people going on, how they kept
I hear you.
You'll have to go into auth like you did with those, more than likely, because bold just will not let me Bold and Shopify aren't connected for me to enter those last four to search for them.
Well, Bold's not even going to give you that information.
Yeah, there's
what.
No way for me to find it. And so it's a little bit frustrating. I'll be real with you, sir. A little bit.
I hear you.
But it's okay. We get it taken care of. Did you do forget it, Frank?
Yeah. Frickin' stupid thing. All right, so let's look at real quick, because then I gotta jump off for another meeting.
I got you.
Where is? Boom. Okay. Last four. 38.75. What the hell?
I'm going to start pulling the Bold starting next Friday, if that's okay. Or Friday, or next Saturday or Friday. Since
yes,
we just
ma'am.
Did it this week.
Huh. $38.75, $418. Oh, this is B of A. This is B of A.
Yes.
So this is not gonna be okay. B of A. Why would these be on B of A? These have to be order logic, son.
No, they're not. I've already looked, sir. I'm telling you both.
We don't use B of A in Shopify. Well, we can just look through here anyway. Okay, I'll tell you what. I got to jump on this other call. I'm going to look for these after my call, and then I'll email you back. Or if I need to chat, I'll just let you know, hey, let's have a quick chat, and then you can give me a call back. Okay?
Sounds good. I'm headed to
you
lunch,
rock.
So I'll be back in an hour.
You rock. Thank you so much, Aya.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye.